let's rock and roll. Let's start a second half of football. What do you say, Bandera? Bulldogs will get the ball. Starting things off, it's 58-7. Wimberley with the lead, but the Bulldogs will get it. They'll be moving from our left to our right. 58-7 is our score. Halftime homecoming stuff has come and gone, and so we're ready for the final 24 minutes of football for you. Great avenue along. For those of you who are wondering, my daughter is texting me and said that Jay-Z just took the stage at ACL.
I know. I saw the video earlier of Matthew McConaughey.
Yes, and she's seen Matthew McConaughey today, too.
Yes. That's a starstruck evening.
I think she said, and maybe she didn't, but I think that's what her text said. He reminds me kind of you, Dad.
I'm pretty sure
that's what she said.
Come on.
Yeah. She said, you guys have a lot of similarities, Dad. Okay, whatever. Here's the kickoff. Taken at the 15-yard line by Smith. 20, 25, 30. Big hole. Out to the 35, 40. Left side. Far sideline. Strip the ball. The ball came loose at the 45-yard line. See if the Texans came up with it. I don't think they did.
Looks like they got it back right there.
All right. Bandera will get it at their own 45-yard line. So good return there to start this second half.
We've seen Wimberley continue to really kind of strip at that ball, trying to continue to get it. We've seen two fumbles so far. So right here coming out of the half, same idea for the Texans.
They're spotting it at the Bandera 46-yard line. First down and 10 as we are underway in the second half. They've already started the clock, I notice. It's running after the return. I thought they stopped it after a kickoff return. Maybe I'm wrong. So we'll have to keep that clock. And pitch right. It's Stout on the sweep, and he's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, good job of coming up and stepping into the hole. 55, Kevin Rutherford coming down and just continuing to pursue off the backside, and then Cade Stover comes up, makes a good stick for no gain right there.
Second down and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Again, we're on the road next week to Llano. Quite sure that Jared Robinson will buy me a steak or some such.
Cooper's barbecue. Come on now.
That's right. Llano, are you kidding me? Yeah. I'm there. I love their pork chops.
Ooh, they are so good.
Big, thick pork chops. Second down and 10. Haveley pitches left side. Stout trying to find some running room. He kind of runs into his own man. Gains a couple of yards, though. It'll be third down and 8. Spotted at the 47-yard line of Bandera. See if the Texans can keep the Bulldogs from converting on this first drive of the second half. Again, the Texans started this ball game by scoring 42 points in the first quarter in 12 minutes. Good grief.
Yeah, 45-yard touchdown run.
So you do the math. What is that, 4 points a minute?
That's pretty average.
How about that? Here's Haveley up the middle. He's pushing forward. He's short of the first down by a couple of yards, down to the Wimberley 46-yard line. I don't know why they don't just go ahead and go for this, but nope, they're going to go ahead and punt it away instead. They're at the Texans 46-yard line on 4th and 2. See what they're going to do here. I think they're going to punt it, though. Jackson Short, the punter, is in the game. Gavin Martinez drops deep to receive. He's going to be in the middle of the field, standing at about his 15-yard line. Snap is a good one. Short gets it away. It's going to hit in front of Martinez at the 20 and then go out of bounds near the 15, and that's where the Texan offense will take over. See if we see any substitutes here coming out here in the second half. Looks like Cooper McCollum. I see him in the huddle now before they jog out. He's the backup quarterback. So if that's the case, JoJo Weeksnight might be an early one here tonight. We speculated as to when Wimberley might start letting the young ones play.
I think it's probably going to be. I see JoJo standing down here off the side, so it looks like it's going to be Cooper coming in for the second half right here. But Cooper, a sophomore here on the varsity team, he's still an unbelievably talented young man.
Kipras to his right in the backfield. McCollum will fake the handoff and go right up the middle. He's got a nice little run of about, 4 yards to the 20-yard line. Goodness.
Did I give you my cough already?
Mercy.
It's only been a half here, and
I
already
know.
Got my sickness.
Good grief, you're spreading your germs, Robinson. What are you doing?
You got to go to the
minor emergency
UTOU game tomorrow too.
I know.
You got to leave it.
We haven't talked about that. That's
four
right.
In the morning.
I know. Second down and six.
Miles is not here with us tonight.
That's
he's,
right.
He's resting
probably
up.
In bed, resting up. We're going to take off about 6:15. Here's Kipras. He's got the first down, 25-30. Look out, 35-40. Far sideline, 45-50, and brought down at the Bandera 45-yard line is Guy Kipras. Big play, Wimberly offense again striking against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's just a big electric run by Guy Kipras, just getting through and bursting through. And Wimberly offense picking up really where they left off in that last half of the second quarter.
Put the ball down at the Bandera 45-yard line. First down and 10 for the Wimberly offense.
Here comes a bubble screen to Hayden Krebs here on the bottom side. I'm going to call it. Nope.
You're going to give it right up the middle instead to Kipras, who's fighting forward. He's going to be finally brought down after a gain of 3 to the 42-yard line. It'll be second down and 7. That was a hard-earned gain of 3 yards. He got hit pretty good.
Yeah, that was some hard running. They'll come back to that formation. The bottom side, two receivers or two defenders covering three receivers. Reason I called for the bubble screen right there to Hayden Krebs. We've seen what he can do one-on-one, much less three Wimberly Texans on two Bandera Bulldogs right there. And as you can see,
that math doesn't work out for the defense, does it?
No, not great.
Second down and 7 now. McCollum fakes the handoff. He's going to take it himself. He gets to the 40 and wrapped up at the 39-yard line is Cooper McCollum, and that'll set up a third down and 4. Clock running at 6:20 with Wimberly leading at 58-7. I think Coach Jeff Hamilton and Wimberly Coach Doug Warren probably on the same page. They'd like this one to end with no injuries and not a lot of continued bloodshed here tonight.
I don't know if y'all are looking at the same thing as I look down on the Wimberly sideline, but I actually do not see a coaching staff with a headset on.
McCollum looking left and throwing left. It's a bomb, and it's caught at the 10-yard line and into the end zone. What is that, Wyatt Mann? No,
that's Hayden Krebs.
Hayden Krebs from 39 yards out. Touchdown Wimberly. But
penalty, though.
Yeah, they're going to bring this back.
Is it a holding? I see the back judge calling it, so I'm not sure what. He's going to run all the way back up to almost the 45, 50-yard line here and call this. So we'll see what he gets.
It's offensive pass interference. How about that?
On Krebs. So must have got a little bit of separation and a little anxious there and maybe pushed off. I didn't see it. But
that's too bad because Hayden had a nice little celebration. It looked like he was
throwing money in the air.
Powder in the air.
He's like LeBron, James, maybe the baby powder.
Yeah. How about that?
Can we talk about LeBron James with the Golden State Warrior fan next to us, though?
I know. You hate to see a good celebration wasted.
Yeah, and, of course, a good throw by McCollum right there.
No
just
doubt.
A strike right to Hayden Krebs.
Third down and 19 now. McCollum going to roll right, looking, and then throwing. He has a man over there in the flat, incomplete. I think he was trying to hit Krebs. And it'll be fourth down. Texans will punt. I think this is their first punt of the night, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Number 21, Wyatt Mann, is, other than the touchdown pass, has had a quiet night. We've seen him make some defensive plays out there, but hadn't punted yet. So he was booming them in the pregame. He was just, 60, 55, 60 yards in the air. So I'm curious to see what this one does right here. I could see this one being down in the 7-yard line area.
No wind blowing tonight at all. Man gets the good snap, and it's a good punt.
Goodness.
Soaring punt inside the 10, bounces into the end zone. He kicked that 70 yards, standing at his own 30, booms it into the end zone. That's not bad.
That's a bomb. Lands on the 4-yard line. He was, like I said, in pregame, he was booming them. That's a young man who, it's a gets majestic height. We're breaking out big words now. Majestic height.
Doubt.
I'm telling you, it's, you know, breaking out the vocab tonight.
You know, you're right about the headset. I just noticed that, too.
Not a one of them have a headset on. They're ready to go.
Kind of disappoints me that they're not listening to our broadcast.
Well, Coach Warren has a direct feed to us.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, so.
Ball at the 20-yard line, first down and 10. 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. Haveley will take it and run it right up the middle. It's got the 25 and falls forward to the 26-yard line. Pickup of 6. It'll be second down and 4.
And they've had a little bit of success right there running up the middle in this latter part of the second quarter and first part of the third quarter here. They're kind of getting their ground game moving a little bit.
Jared, you're stretching now. It's 58-7, Jared.
No, but, I mean, hey, you know,
I'm just
6 yards on first down right there. I mean,
I believe in the first quarter
they kind of had a similar to what the Carolina Panthers running game was last night, about -9 yards.
Which is not good. Second down and 6. Turn, and the give to Janelle off the left side. He gets beyond the 30-yard line. He's got a first down. That was another good run there. I shouldn't make jokes.
See? Just telling you. I'm calling what I see here. I don't want to run out of material. I don't want people to turn us off.
We were out of material about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, when we talked about you running around the track, people already turned us off. So.
Yeah. I think that people probably turned us on, if you get my drift. I don't know. Maybe not. First down. Yeah, probably not. First down and 10 at the Bandera 33. Clock is at 3:45, and it continues to run. Haveley now fakes the handoff to Janelle. He'll take it himself. Quick move to the 40.
Uh-oh.
He's got the first down, 45, to the 50, to the 45, and steps out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Nice run by Haveley down to the Wimberley 40-yard line.
Good move right there, too. Kind of did the inside fake and then jumped back outside and just held Cervenka off just enough to gain about an extra 7-8 yards.
Again, 58-7, Wimberley with the lead. It is a running clock as he stepped out of bounds, and the clock continues to run at 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. Neither team has scored. It's 58-7.
Awkwardly enough, we talked about that before the game started, I think, actually,
right.
that we've seen them do running clocks before, and here it is tonight, and it's a blowing through the third quarter. I think both coaches like to see that.
Yeah, and I think that both coaches have to agree for that to happen. I'm not sure, but pitch left to Stout, trying to get outside, and he is knocked down and tripped up after a pickup of a couple down to the 38-yard line. Second down and 8.
Yeah, upended by number 11, Hunter Benoli right there. Good play, stepping up from the safety position and keeping it to a short gain. We've seen him have several large gains here, and so if you're the Texans, you really want to kind of strengthen up right here. Obviously, you are up 58-7, but you're still working on things every single play, regardless of what the score is. So it's always an opportunity.
Second down and 8 now. Haveley looks to his sideline to try to get the play call.
Uh-oh.
Fumbles the snap, rolling around near the
50.
Still on the ground. Texans come up with it, then they drop it. Did Haveley get it back?
Nope,
Texans
got
Texans
it.
Have the football at the Bandera 42-yard line. How about that? It looked like a decent snap. I think Haveley just dropped it and then tried to fall on it on about the 50, and it squirted out like a bar of soap rolling around. Then a Wimberley player jumped on it. It squirted out, and then finally a Wimberley player fell on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure who ended up getting it. It looks like 84. Maybe Kowalski ended up with the ball. Can't tell 100% on that, but it ended up, like you said, it's kind of one of those plays where you see the ball just continues to move backwards and backwards. Everybody who jumps on it slips out underneath them
and
ends up about 20, 25 yards back of where it started. But Wimberley ends up with the ball here, and Cooper McCollum's going to take the field again.
Definitely a football follies type of play.
That's right. James Onion in the backfield with him here instead of Ramsey as start off this third quarter right here.
At the Bandera 43-yard line. And the quarterback, McCollum, will take it himself, but he's going to be stuffed. And I think he lost a yard, as a matter of fact. It'll be second down and 11. Clock is at 1:05 in the third quarter, and it is rolling. Again, Wimberley leading it 58-7 over Bandera, the first district ball game of District 13 4A this season. Only five teams in the district. Second down and 11. McCollum and Onion in the backfield. Flip it. Left side. Is that Krebs?
There's the bubble screen, I said.
45, 40, 35, and out of bounds is Hayden Krebs. I think he's got the first down, though. Let's see where they mark it. Yeah, they're going to move the chains. He got it to the Bandera 31-yard line. That's a nice-looking play.
Yeah, same play I called for earlier that they ended up handing off to Kipperus up the middle right there. The bubble screen on the outside. The Krebs had the same defensive call right there. Good job by Cooper McCollum noticing that, and Krebs just kind of flares out, gets it. Good for about 16, 17 yards right there.
First down and 10 now. McCollum will give it to Onion right up the middle. No, that's
Ramsey.
Ramsey, he's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Ramsey, 31 yards. Texans are into the 60s now. How about that?
Zach said at halftime, Zach Peterson up here with us said at halftime, he said, man, I like the way that young man's running. And on a play like that right there, you see him, again, cover the points of the ball and 31-yard burst, and he was scored before we could even announce what it was.
No doubt, as Nick Coles now comes on. Try to add the extra point. At the end of the third quarter, no time on the clock. Our score, Wimberley 65, Bandera 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
By Seton Medical Center Hayes, offering comprehensive cardiovascular care from diagnostic services to open-heart surgery for the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.